The following podcast may contain explicit language and offensive material. Like this.
Shit!
Sucker! God!
In our last episode of Pièce de Résistance, the White House was slowly succumbing to a growing sense of panic, and the spray-tanned Supreme Leader was seriously contemplating making a run for it. But meanwhile, in the mid-Atlantic, a Russian submarine has acquired 3 new crew members.
When I was running writer's room, I thought I had seen worst job in world. Now I'm seeing I was wrong. Remember that our dear President Putin could have had you all executed for treason, is what I would have done. Now, be listening closely. Gali must be spick and span in 10 minutes, or else you get to spend time contemplating your miserable lives while polishing inside of torpedo tubes!
How does Borscht do this? He's like cement.
You are like cement. Thick, red, stupid.
You want to say that to my face?
You are both idiots, Keith!
Comrades. Modrost Rostayetska, Blupost Izuchayetska. Wisdom is born, stupidity is learned. I have plans.
I liked you better as girl.
The same, so ugly. But I suppose he's smart to send pig to hunt toadstools.
I'm glad that I did not have to see that.
So, what is plan, Porosnok?
Well, this tin can is going somewhere, da?
Da?
No. We die here in pile of borscht pots. Of course he's going somewhere.
And do not be testy, Krasivi.
If can is going, we are going. There is hope for escape.
I think lipstick went to his head. He's great.
Evgeny Ivanovich, you are like submarine. All wet.
Duh.
You are just jealous. Now, listen. Remember yesterday, we had to clean Captain's quarters twice?
Duh. And so?
So, I overheard Svetlana talking about taking on special guests soon.
Guests?
What?
In middle of ocean? What kind of guests?
That is why we must find way to go topside when tin can surfaces. From there, is easy.
Easy?
What?
Da, let's just say I have friends with yachts. 9, maybe 10 yachts. We must make distracting when can surfaces. Betsky can help from there. Now,
but
to plan.
But what about whales?
It's possible.
I don't swim.
We can
I don't.
Make borscht into raft.
You are borscht brain.
Thick.
I don't think so. Is this borscht mushroom?
Your dinner, Mr. President. Steak a la blast furnace in a. A Heinz 57 demi-glace, and tonight, a very special side dish.
Ah, great, thanks. But what's this?
Mushrooms from White House Garden, Donald. I picked myself. Double helping, just for you.
But I don't really like mushrooms.
You will eat mushrooms, Toad. Donald?
What? I get it now. Fucking Stormy.
Every last one.
Okay. I should have made that NDA tougher.
You know, Donald, with all the raining we've been having, there are plenty more where that came from.
Oh, God. Okay, okay. I just remembered. I need to make a phone call. Presidenting never stops.
No, Donald. Some things, they never stop.
Daddy, this is a surprise. Aren't you, like, watching TV by now?
I'm taping Judge Jeanine to watch later, but I have something important to ask you.
Am I, like, speaking at the UN again? That would be, like, totally cool.
Not this time. Ivanka, how would you like to take a beach vacation, a really long beach vacation with me?
Wow, that would be awesome. Where? Ibiza? The Maldives?
Well, it would be a kind of a surprise.
Oh, Daddy, I love surprises. Like that Christmas when you gave me my own company. Oh, it's so awesome. Jared will be thrilled, too. He's been getting into shape for swimsuit season, just like me.
Yeah, I bet you have. But this time, Jared can't come. I'm sending him off to solve the Middle East again. It'll just be me and my little girl.
Oh, Daddy, that sounds, peachy, but I have to check my calendar. When is it?
Oh, that's a surprise, too. Just be packed and ready to go at a moment's notice.
Well, Daddy, is everything okay?
Of course. Everything's terrific. Everything's always terrific.
Okay. Whatever. Gotta go, Daddy. Later, Daze.
But you will come. Hello? Hello? Shit.
Wonderful, Lisa. You're writing. Let's see what you've got so far. Lisa, this is just Secretary Perry's name over and over again. What is this?
I know. It's so pretty. Finger warm-ups. Finger warm-ups.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, please. And I'm afraid I have some bad news about Secretary Perry.
Oh, no. Bad news about Rick? What? What is it? Is he okay?
Well,
does he miss me?
During Trump's cabinet meeting, his special eyeglasses, they were broken. We've been unable to reestablish secure communication with him. Every time we try, he keeps going on about shooting coyotes.
Look, you will get those glasses fixed, right? Right? I need my smart Rick, not the dumbass.
Yes, Lisa, but until we do, he won't be of any use to this mission.
Oh.
Look, I'm going to take Jake to training camp.
What?
I mean, the trampoline park, so you can concentrate.
Oh.
You must write material for you-know-who. She must be relatable. She can't do that on her own.
I know. All right, fine. Whatever. Do you want general conversation starters or anthemic speeches? Maybe a joke or three? What do you want?
Look, let's just start with cocktail chatter. She's got a party with the deep state next weekend.
All right. Okay. No problem. Humanizing in 3, 2... Wait. Hey, did you know at the trampoline park, they encourage you to drill your kid in the head with a dodgeball? They encourage it. It is awesome.
Yes, I know. I've still got bruises. Now, to work, Lisa, to work.
Right. Okay, let me think. All right. Good evening. I'm Hillary, and I love mushroom soup. No, that's not going to do. Why, hello. I am toadstooly happy to see you, Senator. Of course I don't eat babies, Father. Unless they're with a nice Bernaise and some portabellas.
Lisa?
Yeah, what? Yes, Dale. Hi.
Are you trying to write a mushroom reference into every scene, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Dale. Yes, I am.
For shiitake sweet sake, I mean...
See, you're a fungi, Dale. You're a fungi. Roll with it.
So, you buckled in, Jake?
Yep. Where are we going, Auntie Vera? Are we going to see Smurf houses?
Smurf?
Mushrooms, silly. That's where Smurfs live.
Mushrooms. Of course. No, Jake, we're not going Smurf hunting. We're going on a mission.
Yay! Mission! I love missions! Are we invading Narnia? Fighting Voldemort? Chasing piggies?
No. No, better than that. We're going on a boat ride.
Yay!
It'll be fun. You brought Gizmo, didn't you? Perfect. Now here's what we'll do. Gizmo, you'll confuse the radar. Jake, your job is to get Gizmo close enough to the radar without getting caught. That way we'll be sure that the orange orangutan escapes, all right?
Easy peasy.
Instead of on TV.
Oh, Donald. We can be wherever we want to be. Look.
I'm flying. Whoa. I'm like the Trump shuttle. Maybe I'm in that invisible plane, the F-35. But how? Oh. Holy crap. It must be the fucking mushrooms.
Not to be worrying, dear Donald. Turn off mind, relax, float downstream. Now, look down. Do you see it?
A yacht. My family.
What was
I've seen a house fly.
And I've seen a horse fly.
I've even seen a pink elephant.
And I've seen Disney copyright lawyers fly into action.
Oh, right.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Everybody says I have excellent relations with the blacks.
We are not claiming him. We are not claiming Omarosa.
You can't claim your people. She was a traitor.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Believe me. Come on, guys. I mean, what the hell have you got to lose?
You want me to write it down?
Everything.
Sign language. Yeah. You can write in your hand.
You can read, right?
Slapped upside your head.
Ain't playing this bullshit.
I wasn't born yesterday, so don't hand me that line of bullshit. I advocate silence if you don't want violence. Trust me, you don't want to push it. I wasn't born yesterday. Didn't fall off a turnip truck or hit my head with a pipe made of lead. So shut your mouth, you evil motherfucker.
No, Donald, weren't none of us born yesterday. We've all seen your kind before. You think you're high class, but you're really a dumbass. Now get your orange butt out the door.
Hey now, here come the G-Men!
Oh, shit.
Well, good evening, Mr. President. So nice of you to drop in. I'm gonna give you a little anatomy lesson.
Well, the food and bone's connected to the Carter Page bone. There's more bones than the mighty hippopotamus. The Bannon bone's connected to the Jared bone. And also to a bonehead known as Papadopoulos. Put them all together and what do you got? I call it collusion and obstruction. Your prison time is going to add up to a lot. A classic case of self-destruction. The Bureau doesn't like to get political, but meddle with elections and you'll get our attention. We may not be all Cambridge Analytical, but we got to the bottom of their intervention. All of your buddies are singing like chickadees, and now the walls are closing in around you. You thought that you could somehow get rid of me, but look at all the lawland that's around you. Let's go, it's time to go to Leavenworth or maybe Alcatraz. Sing, sing's nice, but take our advice. Keep your back to the wall and all that jazz.
Will Mr. Toadstool survive his wild ride? Or will the mushrooms continue to trip him up? We'll find out after this message.
Hi, I'm Lisa Graham.
And I'm Dale Leopold.
He's Dale. I'm Lisa.
I think we've got that straight now. This is good.
People get confused.
Yes. So we hope you're enjoying this little episode.
What is it we do?
Yes. Yes. And we're all having an episode, I think.
Did you forget the name of our podcast, Dale?
BS to Resistance. Yes. It's the mushrooms. They're kicking in.
Oh man.
Well, I think the entire country is tripping balls, and that explains a lot. But as you can see, our president is doing so in this episode, and he's actually probably more normal than he would be otherwise.
Sometimes it's an equalizer. It's like if you drink enough coffee for it to become Ritalin, and then you calm down.
Yeah, something like that.
Stick with us.
Yes, indeed. So I've been talking about the CD. The CD is coming together. The artwork is in progress, and we will have all kinds of announcements about that. For those
we will
of you,
have digital downloads for the non-Luddites among Starfanders.
Yes, for anyone under, like, you know, 35 who doesn't know what a CD
is. What is this coaster thing?
Yeah, that's right.
Shiny.
You know, if we get enough demand, we'll even put it out on vinyl. And, you know, Edison Cylinder. There's still some people who haven't really moved on from Edison Cylinder.
Yeah, that would be Jay. Online archives.
Oh, well, speaking of...
Did I give you a segue?
That you did, indeed. Sweet. That was smooth. Smooth. You must have worked in radio.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, something other than Caribbean news and crime stories, right?
Yes, actually. I was 19 at my first station. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Very good.
In a high-medium market.
I think they all were back in the 80s or whatever. So, so anyway.
Not much has changed. Carry on.
Yes. So anyway, so back to our fabulous story here. We'll see what happens to Mr. Trump, whether he decides to take a trip physically, that is, or not.
Look for the mushroom references, because I'm really happy about those.
They're popping up all over. Oh, okay. So,
I have a Caribbean mushroom story I'll tell you next time.
Okay. I'm writing that down right now.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Oh, all now right. I have two. One just popped back into my head. That's how it is with mushrooms.
Yep. There's more than one fungus among us. So anyway, okay, out we go.
Back to the show.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. 东边是红色的. The east is red.
The east is red. How are you, Chenya?
I am well, xie. Minister Chen was very pleased with my report, Mrs. Pence. He wishes me to pass along old Confucius saying, opportunity spring up suddenly like a toadstool after a stormy night.
Oh, holy mushroom soup. I like that one. Now, the package has been sufficiently conditioned. I think we are ready to move on phase two.
Yes, the ministry is in agreement. By tomorrow morning, the orange chicken will be off the menu.
I must go now.
Oh, very well. You have once again exceeded expectation.
Mother, have you seen the remote control? CBN is rerunning an old Billy Graham crusade and...
I have the remote control right here.
What? I don't see any... I am ready to cheerfully accept instructions.
It has been decided that the time for us to assume power is at hand. You will convene a secret meeting of the National Security Council at precisely 8:25 a.m. At that time, you will inform them that the president has been taken prisoner by the crew of a Russian submarine who intercepted his yacht and killed all others aboard. You will explain that we cannot allow the nuclear launch codes to fall into Russian hands and that we must therefore intercept or, if necessary, destroy the Russian submarine. You will order Navy warships to surround it. I will provide the GPS coordinates. Once they are in place, we will detonate an explosive device that has been hidden in Trump's golf bag. You will then be sworn in as the 46th president. The next part is very important, Father. We will provide you with a metal fragment emblazoned with the Russian flag and a blood-spattered MAGA cap. You will address the nation in a televised speech, one that has been worked on in Beijing for the past 2 years. You will tell them of the Russian treachery, show them the evidence, and reveal that they have assassinated our beloved president. You will explain that rather than raining nuclear fire upon Moscow, you have decided to take the high road, the Christian road. You have reached out to the Chinese government, and together with them, will force the denuclearization of the Russian military, followed by the trial of Vladimir Putin at the International Criminal Court. And in 2020, we will win the biggest landslide re-election in history. Is that absolutely clear, Father?
Yes, Mother. Absolutely clear.
Very well. And once we are in power, I also have a few surprises in store for our Chinese friends. here it is, Father. Enjoy.
Oh, wonderful, Mother. God bless you.
Welcome, Mr. President. I am so happy you woke me up at 4 a.m. Anything to serve our country.
I knew you'd understand, Betsy. I had, well, a vision. I had to go now.
Oh, a vision? From God? Oh, my gosh. Should we pray?
Not now. I took care of that already.
Oh, of course, sir.
Now, which one is it?
The pink one, sir. May I present to you my favorite yacht, Amway Ahead of You.
Hey, I like that name. Oh, what the fuck? I was sure we avoided the fake news.
Mr. President.
Sarah, Stephen, you didn't have to come.
But, sir, you're going on a vacation, and you didn't think to tell me? What am I supposed to tell the press?
And, Your Excellency, we were supposed to discuss the new border wall designs today. I was excited to show you my new design for the pikes that will jut out majestically every 500 feet, displaying the severed heads of captured illegals.
Right. Look, Stephen, I'm sure whatever you come up with is fine. Just fine. And Sarah, just tell them I'm on a fishing trip.
Fishing? Really? You expect them to believe that?
Oh, look, you know, it's not like they believe anything else you say, so...
Atung, Mr. President! What? I have reason to believe that there are Mexicans boarding your yacht.
What? Betsy, is that true?
Oh, no, Mr. President. They're Puerto Ricans. It's an excellent crew. They take care of your every need. Your every need?
Okay, then, well... stand down, Stephen. Down, boy.
Jawohl, sir. Your luggage is all loaded, sir, and we are ready to cast off.
Are you sure you don't want some of my brother's attack boats to escort you?
Don't worry, Betsy. I got my two Secret Service agents with me. They'll take a bullet for me. Right, fellas?
Okay. Mm-hmm. You do have the football, sir. Right?
Football? No, but I brought my favorite golf clubs.
No, sir. I think he's referring to the nuclear codes.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. We've got that right.
Yes, sir. Right here.
Terrific. Okay, well, let's get the hell out of Dodge, okay? I'm a little antsy here, all right?
Well, so long, Mr. President. I must leave, too, before the sun rises.
Oh dear. Well, that's going to change the plan a bit.
Auntie Vera?
It's okay, Jake. A superhero like you is very adaptable, and so am I.
What's adaptable?
It means we have a new plan, Super One.
Yay! Okay, what now? Oh, is it Voldemort this time?
Oh, Jake, almost. Now we have to stop the whole boat, not just the radar, Jake.
Cool! But, Auntie Vera, I can only swim a little bit. Not a lot of it.
Don't worry, Jake. We'll be taking a boat. A very, very fast boat.
Okay. Oh, Auntie Villa, can I bring a friend?
What? How on earth? Jake, how did Smiley get here?
Oh, you know, Gizmo did it. It's a new feature. He shrunk Smiley really small, and then I just put him in my pocket. And he tickles when he's in there.
Well, I must say that is impressive. And I think we can definitely use him for this.
Hey, Auntie Villa! Guess what else I've got in my pocket? I bet you never guessed, It's a mushroom secret.
Will Vera's submarine sabotage subterfuge succeed? Will Hillary finally occupy the Iron Throne? Or will the real Manchurian candidate take the reins of power? And what else is in the Purple Avenger's pocket? Find out the answer to these and other questions on the next exciting episode of BS de Resistance. This episode of BS de Resistance, The Mushroomium Candidate, was written by Lisa Graham and Dale Leopold and featured Lori Firth, Lisa Graham, Dale Leopold, Nancy McLemore, Chris Mazzalesta, Karen O'Brien, and George Washington III. Special appearance by Cliff Selman. Original music composed and performed by Chris Mazzalesta. The song, Donnie's Bad Trip, was written by Dale Leopold and Chris Mazzalesta and featured Nancy McLemore, Dale Leopold, George Washington III, and Chris Mazzalesta. Be sure to join us in 10 days for our next bonus episode. And thank you for listening.